Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 80. The laws of Einas Devarim apply to even small children. Insulting a young child, frightening a young child, even as a joke, is a violation of the Torah commandment of Einas Devarim. People say things to young children that they would never say to an adult, like you're taking away his nose. It could be terrifying for them. You know, some kids may not react that way, but some kids would be traumatized by something like that or find it very upsetting. You didn't harm them physically, but you put a tremendous amount of anxiety within them. In these type of situations, everyone realizes immediately how wrong it is when you do this and tease a child to this degree. And there's no difference whether you're teasing or you're intentionally being malicious. The bottom line is it's causing tremendous amount of pain, and you have to be very careful pertaining to this. That's why when you have situations where parents were really abusive, we're not talking about when they're in a bad mood or made the normal human mistakes, but if there's a pattern of real abuse, that is serious, serious Einas Devarim, and It's just terrible. So here's a story, a true story that illustrates this point. A young child came home, found the door of the front door locked. He was waiting in front of his house. A neighbor came by, noticed that he was locked out. And the neighbor said to this little young child, "Your parents probably got tired of you and ran away from you." That's what this neighbor told the young child while he was waiting by the front door there. And upon hearing this, the child became frightened, cried, until his parents came home. His parents made a mistake. They should have, I guess maybe after school, the bus dropped the kid off. Young kid. Parents weren't home, didn't come home until another 15 minutes later. It was anxiety enough as it is, but a neighbor saying your parents ran away from you caused extreme amount of distress. And it took them a while to calm the child and show them no, they would never abandon him or her. Person saying this didn't mean to cause so much pain. And you have to be careful. You have to be careful when you're talking to children. Your reaction to insults, you know, how do you feel when someone insults you? Hardly anyone can truly answer that they don't feel pain. Other people are no different than you. They feel pain. You feel pain when you're insulted. Others feel pain when they're insulted. Question is how much, to what degree? Some people could work on it not bothering so much. Some people say and they claim insults don't bother them. But experience has shown, Zolotlisken says his own experience has shown, people who say that they have tough personalities, people who say that insults don't bother them, it does bother them. Rapam always used to tell us, it's interesting, and he met all types of people. He said people are very, very sensitive. He was talking about those ones that really had rough exteriors as well, not just those that seemed more mild-mannered or softer. He saw the tough cookies too, and he was made, they're sensitive too, very sensitive. They may not become depressed, and they may not become passive when the others insult them. Sometimes they'll be angry, sometimes they'll be hostile. Whatever the reaction is, but the reaction shows that they are sensitive about being insulted. And it's usher. It's Einas Devarim. You can't just assume, oh, he's a tough cookie, she's a tough cookie. They could handle it. I could say whatever I want. You cannot do that. Now, is it true in certain aspects of chinuch, if it's a tougher personality of a child or a teenager, where you could be more disciplinary? Yes, more disciplinary. But the point of where the words are very hurtful and verbal attacks, absolutely not. So we, Baruch Hashem, finished the content of the book called Power Words by Rav Zolotlisken. And at the tail end, he gives a summary. And the next few shiurim, we're going to go through the summary. And then we're going to go into other very important concepts with using your power of words in an appropriate way. We'll talk about verbal abuse in extensively and other types of things and the reverse of verbal abuse, and to really inculcate in us the sensitivity and the gift given to us of the power of words. So to start the summary, of course, the Torah, Vayikra, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, asks all forms of causing pain with words. Leisayinu Isasha Isas Amitzai, Gemara Bava Tzion, Nuchesam Beis, talks about the Isav Einas Devarim, brought down a Shulchan Aruch also, Shulchan Aruch, Chayshem Mishpat, 428. The Chinuch lists it, this Isser, this Lav, in the Taryag Mitzvahs, in Parshas Bahar, Mitzvah number 338, and says it's impossible to list all the potential ways that one can cause pain to others. Each person must be careful as he possibly could in this matter. And the Chazayin Ish wrote that even if what you say will cause someone pain and discomfort for only 1 second, it's a violation of this Torah commandment. About the harm of Einas Devarim, be aware of the consequences of your words. Anytime your words will cause someone pain, that constitutes Einas Devarim. Some people can suffer again and again for years because of an insulting remark that people have made of them. It echoes in their memory. It creates a tremendous amount of tsar. Not just for the minute after they said it, but sometimes when a person is thinking or just came across their mind of what someone said to them even years ago, a painful thing, they'll remember it and they start suffering again. So remember, Einas Devarim is not just because of that one time thing you said and hurt him for a minute right then and there, but sometimes it could cause a tremendous amount of pain for years and years. And when Einas Devarim causes someone embarrassment, the offense is more severe. Many machlekesin, many unnecessary, needless conflicts begin with remarks that should not have been said. And Rapam always used to say this pertaining to marriage. He's seen, unfortunately, marriages that collapsed and divorces. And he was mayed. He said, sometimes you have these big issues that create these breaks in the marriages that create and lead to divorce. But most of the time, he said, it started with the little things, which is these things, the Einas Devarim, are being hurtful to one another. And it builds until the point where it like snowballs into a bigger snowball, and then it destroys everything. And Rapam said, very often you go back to the root of it. It's not the major crisis or a major event or major issue, but it started from these small things that cause things to spiral further and further down. One of the easiest ways to make enemies is to insult people. You know, Einas Devarim can destroy someone's confidence. That's a major crime. It's a major crime to destroy someone's feeling of self-worth and self-confidence. This is especially, you know, true when what you're saying makes someone, feel like a failure. When you insult and belittle someone, it's Einas Devarim. When you insult and belittle their ideas or their plans, or for whatever, they want to accomplish, by insulting them, you will prevent them from doing those great things. And that is another devastating effect of Einas Devarim. So many people, if they would have had the encouragement, they could have accomplished great things, and they didn't because you humiliated them or insulted them or downplayed them. You can't do anything like this. You won't be able to. Nothing will come of you. Those type of things. Terrible. The reverse of that, if you would have built a person up, who knows what they could accomplish. And if you look through history, you'll see how many people got the true chizik of what they really needed from the right person, and they grew and they thrived. Now, someone who learns Torah has a greater chiyuv than others to avoid forms of Einas Devarim because there's a chil Hashem involved. There's the extra achrayus, because otherwise they'll learn from this Talmud Chacham's negative example, and it'll cause people to have negative feelings towards Torah in general, towards Talmidei Chachamim in general. So there's an aspect of chil Hashem that's very, very problematic. One has to be very, very careful pertaining to that. Here's some classical examples of Einas Devarim. Insulting somebody because he lacks intelligence is a violation of Einas Devarim. Any statement that disparages the appearance of another person is considered Einas Devarim. When a person shows you something that they just bought, don't say anything negative about the item unless it's necessary to do so for practical and constructive purposes. For example, if you know for a fact it could be returned and refunded pretty quickly, then you could mention it in a tactful way so that they return the items appropriately. Don't ask a storekeeper the price of items you have no intention of buying unless you explicitly tell him that you're only asking out of curiosity. Don't tell a person that he paid too much money for something since that will cause him distress. Again, the exception to the rule is if you know that there's a refundable or returnable time frame. It is forbidden to say or do something that could scare another person. We just talked in the beginning of this year that applies to children in particular even more. Calling someone by a nickname that he dislikes is also inos davarim. Calling someone negative names, that's also inos davarim. Negative comments to a person about their family background is a violation of this commandment. Statements that contain associations that are painful for a particular person are considered inos davarim. If they have triggers that could cause pain, that's inos davarim. When someone gets engaged and married or married, to be careful not to needlessly say anything negative about the person's choice of their marriage partner. This is extremely important. You have speeches sometimes, or people say insensitive remarks by Vartz, or by Eifru speeches, or by Sheva Bracha speeches, and so on and so forth. Never create negative statements and things that elicit ill will about a person's choice of who they married. It's forbidden to make negative remarks about a person's country or state of origin. It's forbidden to remind someone of his past misdeeds. When speaking to a Baal Tshuva, be careful not to remind him of any wrongs he may have done in the past. There's an exception to this rule, which we talked about, is if a Baal Tshuva takes pride in this fact and is open to their lifestyle of what they had in the past for the purpose of showing how far they came from being in that state up to the point where they are now, which is a Kiddush Hashem. And the Baal Tshuva himself encourages this talk to encourage other people to become better and to do tshuva themselves. Then it would be mutter, because you see, the Baal Tshuva himself or herself is not only not makbid, but is thrilled to express it to show how far they came. But overall, it is usser, especially if you know the Baal Tshuva is very sensitive to that, to it. To know as the varm to set up a situation where a person will eventually be cause distress, even though at the time you speak to him, there's no distress. Cursing others is a violation of the Torah commandment. Besides Einas Devarim, it's a separate Isser. Leisekal Cheirish is not just a Cheirish, it applies to everybody. So here is a summary, the first part of the summary of the book, The Power of Words. Will be Mamshech in the summary, as Hashem, in the next year or two or whatever. But it's very important to chazer over these summaries. It pays to chazer over the whole series up to this point. That gives so much detail, that's so helpful, and develops such sensitivity, and you actually become a changed person as you internalize these ideas, and it becomes more real to you, the words that you say. And of course, we're going to express a lot, Bezen Hashem, going forward. The negative, how negative it could be, to reverse and look, reframe it, and see also how great the positive could be, how you could really build somebody else up by doing the opposite of Inos Devarim, by making words building blocks of building and giving life to a person. You actually breathe life into the person by speaking encouraging words to them. Bracha v'atzlacha.